There once was a deacon who spent hours most every day for a week sitting by the side of someone dying in hospice care. There once was a deacon who brought his goofy sense of humor to the hardest people to impress, middle schoolers. There once was a deacon with so much energy that her preaching matched her sparkling mask. There once was a deacon who was so committed to weeding our courtyard garden that he fell back on his butt with a class of kindergartners looking on. There once was a deacon whose presence was recognized not only by his diligent reading of the gospel, but by the sound of a Coke can being opened when his sugar was dropping. These are, of course, just a few of the stories that distinguish the deacons who serve here at Epiphany, the Order of St. Stephen Deacons, Deacon Ellen Critch, now in seminary to seek ordination, Deacon Roger Thomas, who has long led our pastoral care, and Archdeacon of our Synodical Order, Doug Wittick, who I refer to fondly as our Tech Deacon. The ministry of deacons, you might know, is not a new thing. Their ministry took shape early in the life of the church. Long before our deacons took up the call, there was a deacon, perhaps one of the earliest archdeacons, named Lawrence, one of the seven deacons serving the ancient church in Rome in the 3rd century. His primary responsibilities were church finances and care for the poor. Apparently, there came a time when the emperor was trying to squash out the church, and so the emperor asked Lawrence to gather the church's treasure. And so he came and presented the emperor with a collection of orphans, lepers, those who were blind, and poor folk. The story goes that he told the emperor's administrator, "The church is truly rich, far richer than your emperor." That was not what the emperor had in mind when demanding the riches of the church, aiming to confiscate all the property and treasury of the church. And Lawrence, dear Archdeacon Lawrence, was put to death in 258, a martyr of the church. There are countless stories between Lawrence and our beloved trio of Doug, Roger, and Ellen, and soon to officially be installed Ansel, who, as you see, is already serving among us. These are people whose lives are shaped around and given over to serving in God's name. After all, that is what a deacon means, a person in a ministry of serving. What does it look like to see the world through a deacon's eyes? It means to see the true riches of heaven, not in money, not in fancy buildings, not in prestige, but in each opportunity to serve, especially to serve those who have the least, those who can return little as far as earthly riches go. Of course, we should all look upon God's creation, especially all of humanity, with such a perspective. So we were instructed long before the ministry of deacons began in the law given by God through Moses to the people of Israel. We hear, "Open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land." And yet, despite the clear instructions of God, we humans do not always do that well, you might know. And thus we have deacons to both lead us into service by example and teach us a different way of approaching the world. The eyes of a deacon do not see the world for what treasures it offers them, whether wealth, privilege, or prestige. But ideally, they see a world full of opportunities to serve, to care for, and to uplift our neighbors near and far. Of course, the ultimate example of diaconal ministry is the one who laid down his life for the sake of us poor sinners. Jesus, who fed every hungry person he encountered, healed every sick person who cried out, spoke up on behalf of those no one would listen to, and finally died on a cross, killed by political powers, threatened by this different kind of power, this power built on the treasures of heaven. We need not all face down the cruelty of empire, as Jesus did, nor as Lawrence did just yesterday, those many, many years ago. But perhaps we can see in the service of our deacons here at Epiphany a more approachable, albeit quirky, a more approachable example of what it means to love more deeply those who are hurting, to put our own fears and frustrations aside, if only for a few hours, and see a world ready for your love, your kindness, your generosity. May you know, by the grace of God, the true riches of heaven every day. In Jesus' name, amen.